ever refreshed your podcast dashboard 5 times in one morning? Yeah, I thought so. We do it for reassurance, for proof that someone out there is listening, for signs that the hours we spent scripting, recording, editing, and uploading meant something. But do you know that the more you obsess over your numbers, the more you lose sight of why you started podcasting in the first place? And if you're not careful, that obsession might be the very thing that kills your show. Today on Into the Podverse, we're talking about something a lot of podcasters will not admit. How watching your stats can quietly trigger anxiety and lead to the slow death we call pod fade. Let's talk.
This is Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. Podcast innovations, challenges, opportunities, and culture from an African perspective.
In Nigeria, we're trained early to equate numbers with value, class positions, exam scores, KPIs. Even in church, they count attendance like the kingdom actually depends on it. So when we start a podcast, we carry that same weight into the process. You hit publish, and suddenly your sense of worth hinges on a chart you barely understand. Download 78, podcast followers gained 3, episode likes 3, peace of mind gone. But here's what nobody tells you. Podcasting is not Neko, it's not YEC, it's not even Jam. The best content doesn't always trend, and the deepest episodes rarely go viral. Yet we treat our analytics like gospel. Most podcasters don't stop because they run out of content. They stop because they run out of belief. They start questioning if anyone is listening. They start comparing. They start slipping. One missed episode becomes 2. You start telling yourself it's a creative break. But deep down, you're tired. Not of the process, but of the pressure. That, my friend, is podfeed. And it often starts at the intersection of disappointment and data. Now let's bring it home. The Nigerian podcasting space is still defining itself. We don't have the infrastructure of the West. A lot of our listeners are streaming through informal channels. WhatsApp, Telegram, embedded players on blogs, group listens. They're not always counted, but they are there. Listening, sharing, quoting you in conversations you will never hear. So when you base your self-worth on what Apple or Spotify tells you, you're missing the context. It's like comparing Danfo buses to Tokyo's bullet train. Same intention, transportation from A to B, but completely different experiences, cities, and dynamics. So what should you focus on instead? Talk to your listeners. Ask them questions. Welcome feedback, even the small personal stuff. That voice note saying your episode made someone think differently, that's good. That's the kind of metric you should be collecting. How do you do this? I use 2 simple ways. One is a Google form with a basic request. The other is a tool from SpeakPipe. So, you know, you can create an account on speakpipe.com and customize it to be speakpipe.com/the name of your podcast. Social media comments and DMs are also welcome. There's the trusty email. Create a WhatsApp community if you dare. Check out what Rodney the Young God is doing. Stay consistent. Build quality over time. One episode at a time. You're laying the foundation for something far more meaningful than numbers. Your podcast is not a product that's going to end up on a shelf. It's not a stock ticker. It's not a trending hashtag either. It's your voice, your truth, your legacy. So stop watching the stats like they define you. Create, connect, keep showing up, and speak like the right people are already listening. Because the truth is, more often than you know, they actually are listening.
That's it for this episode. Subscribe, share, and connect at Tony Doe Media. See you in the Podverse.